Eh? You say you want to cross the river?
We do.
Well, you can't, Lord Walder announced crisply. Not unless I allow it, and why should I? The Tullys and the Starks have never been friends of mine.
He pushed himself back in his chair and crossed his arms, smirking, waiting for her answer. The rest was only haggling. A swollen red sun hung low against the western hills when the gates of the castle opened. The drawbridge creaked down, the portcullis winched up, and Lady Catelyn Stark rode forth to rejoin her son and his lord's bannermen. Behind her came Sir Gerard Frey, Sir Huston Frey, Sir Danwell Frey, and Lord Walder's bastard son, Runnel Rivers, leading a long column of pikemen, rank on rank of shuffling men in blue steel ringmail and silvery grey cloaks. Rob galloped out to meet her, with Grey Wynne racing beside his stallion. "It's done," she told him. "Lord Walder will grant you your crossing. His swords are yours as well. Less 400 he means to keep back to hold the twins. I suggest that you leave 400 of your own, a mixed force of archers and swordsmen. He can scarcely object to an offer to augment his garrison. But make certain you give the command to a man you can trust. Lord Walder may need help keeping faith."
"As you say, Mother," Rob answered, gazing at the ranks of pikemen.